What's good, everybody? I'd love to welcome you guys back to the For You podcast, the podcast where we discuss the latest trends and topics all over social media. It is the voice of sense and perspective for Rye, and welcome to episode 9 of the podcast. Just for a reminder in the beginning, make sure to rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on all major podcasting platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Google Podcasts, or, you know, that good stuff. So, this should have been episode 10 of the podcast, and the reason it's not episode 10, because on Tuesday, I took the Pfizer vaccine for COVID, and the after effects were crazy. Like, the after effects, I could not move. I was tired. I had a headache. I was drinking so much water. The after effects are just like atrocious. I haven't used that word in a while. Atrocious. Like, golly. But, you know, I'm better now. My arm was pretty sore as well, but I'm better now. It only took like 24 hours. I had to call out of work. And by Thursday, I felt better, but just to be sure I didn't do the podcast, and I still had to do some homework. I had a lot of homework to do, especially yesterday. Oh my gosh, I was slacking. Like, I had to take like 2 days off, and 2 days off in grad school is like the worst thing you can do for yourself. So yeah, I took the vaccine. My next one is in like 2 weeks, and I heard that one's worse. So pray for your kid. Very good, but you know, it's all just to get better. Make sure you get your vaccine, fam. Make sure you get on that list and get vaccinated, because you know, I want to be outside this summer. Everybody else wants to be outside this summer, so let's just do our thing and get vaccinated. So what also happened at the end of this weekend, the beginning of this weekend, what happened was DMX, the hip-hop legend DMX, passed away. And I'm not gonna lie, man, this one hurt a lot. Not as much as, you know, somebody who probably like grew up in the 90s, but for like a kid that was born in 97 and like living on in the early 2000s, this one hurt a lot, man. Like, DMX, like for the 90s and the early 2000 kids, like, this one kind of hurt, because you know, we all know the Rough Rider anthem, Party Up In Here. Like, those were songs that were constantly being played on the radio, and that's why we love them so much. And you know, all that, the energy DMX used to bring, like, you know, like, he was just always the unique rapper that we always loved. Like, I never met somebody that said like, no, I don't like DMX as a rapper. Like, no, like, everybody enjoyed his energy, his unique voice, his ad-libs, all that stuff. So, bro, when I heard the news, I was like, damn. But social media really disappointed me on Thursday. I mean, when does social media not disappoint you, right? But Thursday, like, people were already tweeting RIP, and I did not tweet because I'd rather have the family announce it instead of just some random people, because somebody like from his friends group posted it, and like Twitter ran with it, and it was just dumb to watch, because like nobody like confirmed it, but everyone kept writing RIP, and I was just like, bro, what are you doing? Like, what are we doing now? Like, are we really gonna already wish death on this man? I mean, I know he died now, but like, I still had hope for him, even though when there was like little hope for him, I still had hope. Like, hey, DMX gonna come out of this. But you know, Friday morning they said he passed, and it's just RIP. But all those videos on Twitter with DMX, bro, like, those type of videos actually make me smile, man. Those videos, like, showing him like how he lived instead of like what he did bad, everyone just showing like the good side of him, and I really love that. I really do love that, because this man was at an Albanian wedding. I'm like, bro, how'd you pull up to an Albanian wedding and just enjoy that? Like, you know, like, I'm not saying Albanian wedding is bad, but like, you know, you just walk in there and just like, I mean, any DMX, right? Like, you could just walk in and enjoy. Like, you know, me, if I went to an Albie wedding, like, I would enjoy it. I'll just, like, I feel like it would take me a while to, like, adjust to it. Because, you know, it's different. I'm African. I'm not Albanian. So, I mean, but, you know, it's good to see all that positive, like, see him smile in those videos, you know, enjoying himself. But I need to unlock him in Def Jam Vendetta. I just got Def Jam Vendetta, like, recently. And, you know, if you play Def Jam Vendetta, DMX is a locked character, and you gotta play the story, and he's literally, like, the hardest character in the game. So, I can't wait to do that. And hopefully I might post that on Twitter if I ever beat that level. But yeah, again, RIP DMX. I hope his family really heals from that. I hope the world heals from that too. It was very sad to hear about this, and I feel like a piece of my childhood is gone, and I don't know how I really get over it, because when Kobe passed, like, my childhood, like, part of my childhood just left. And now that DMX is gone, it's like, okay, now it's starting to feel like my childhood, even more of my childhood is gone. Now that I look at DMX, it's like, bro, that man is gone. Somebody that I used to love as a kid is gone, and that's just crazy. But RIP, bro. RIP. Another thing that happened Friday: Attack on Titan. Manga has finished. So if you have not read Attack on Titan, you should go read it. But if you don't want to read it and you anime watcher, I'd probably skip this part if I were you, because I want to spoil it and talk about what the hell is wrong with Twitter. So right now you have 5 seconds. You got 5 seconds. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. So Attack on Titan manga, chapter 139. Bro, y'all are bugging if you think this is a bad ending. Y'all are bugging. Twitter, y'all are weird, bro. This is probably the best written ending for Attack on Titan. I promise you, because everything just makes sense. Everybody got their closing. I don't know why people are mad about what happened with Eren. Like, people were saying that Eren's character was assassinated. I'm like, bro, what are y'all talking about? Eren's character is goated, in my opinion. Bro, I know the whole genocide thing. Everybody wanted to destroy the whole world, and Paradise Island, like, becomes, like, the only people on the world and stuff. But, like, he killed 80% of the population. He got rid of the Titans. 80% of the population. I mean, he wasn't gonna end wars. That's just human nature. And it's not his, I mean, him and Historia didn't have a baby together. I don't know what people were mad about that. And I was just like, no, like, he never liked Historia. I don't know where people always got this thing where Eren likes Historia. And that was just like, that's just weird to me. I don't know. Anime shippers are weird, bro. You guys ship the most random people when it's just not even like, I don't care for shipping. But like, when I see a relationship forming, I could tell how they're gonna direct it. Like, and this was wrong. This was very wrong. Like, Eren and Historia, it's clearly Eren and Mikasa. It was clear from the beginning it was gonna be Eren and Mikasa, but like, people swear they want it to be Eren and Historia, and they get mad at the writer. By the way, thank you, Isayama, because he really gave the anime community something special. Like, 11 years of writing this manga, the anime is fire. Maybe the anime might get a different ending, but like, the anime is still fire. The manga, beautifully written all the way till the end. I hopped into the manga about about 2 episodes before Sasha died, around there. And yeah, bro, people were mad about this, and I don't understand why you are mad about this ending. This ending was perfect. It's a realistic ending. I don't see an ending where Eren lives, because if Eren lives, people are gonna hate him regardless if they're from Paradis or not, for taking out 80% of the world. There's always another way. And people were also mad about Eren revealing his feelings for Mikasa, but again, Eren's just being human. He's a human at the end of the day. He's not no psychomaniac robot. And everyone's like, yo, that's character assassination. Why is he talking about Mikasa? He's a simp. I'm like, bro, he's not a simp. He just expressed his feelings for somebody that he loved. If I spend so long with you and we both like each other, it's because it's clear Mikasa likes him. And it was kind of clear that Eren liked her, kind of. Like, he kind of had to, like, catch it. But, like, Isayama did say when he writes Mikasa and Eren's point of view, he writes her, like, I guess, cuter in a way. Quote, unquote, cuter. Or more, like, attractive. Something like that. And I guess that flew over people's heads. I don't know, guys. I don't know. But the ending to me is a 9.5 out of 10. The only thing they should have explained is, like, why the worm, I forgot the worm's name, but the worm, like, how did that disappear? But how did it appear in the first place? They should have just explained that. But I mean, other than that, it's not a bad ending. Like, everybody got their ending. And I low-key wish when Levi saw all the fallen troops and he did the salute, he should have died when he did the salute. That would have been a good ending for Levi, in my opinion, so he could, like, join his comrades. And yeah, that would have been such a beautiful ending. But either way, it was all a beautiful ending, but everybody wants to be so negative about it. People don't want to use context clues, and I don't understand why. Just use your context clues. Go back and read what you learned throughout Attack on Titan, and the ending makes perfect sense. But everybody wants to get mad and threaten the author for no reason. And this is why the anime community, this is why I don't really associate myself with the anime community, because they're never satisfied with anything. If a series ends this way, somebody got to be mad about it. Somebody has to be mad about it. And it's just ridiculous. So yeah, if you watch anime, just watch it. Just watch it or read the manga, and just don't try to dive deep into community, because it's just always negative, toxic nonsense. But yeah, 9.5 out of 10. That's how, to me, Attack on Titan manga was a good ending. Really good ending. Alright. So, the last topic for today. Friendship dates. What the hell? What the hell are friendship dates, you may ask? Well, this is when two friends go out on a date. Yeah, that's it. Two friends go out on a date. No strings attached. No lovey-dovey stuff. Just two friends out on a date. A girl and a boy, or a guy and a guy, or whatever. Now, ask the audience this question. Would you go on a friendship date if you are in a relationship? Because I wouldn't want my girl to do it. What the hell is a friendship date? Like, what is that? What is that, bro? This is the shit on social media, bro. This is the real shit on social media. That's just like, why? Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we always do this to ourselves? Like, people are asking these questions about a friendship date. Who goes on a date with their friend? Who does that? Who goes on a date with their friend? Why would you waste your time going on a date with your friend? You have a girlfriend. You have a boyfriend. Go with them. Go with them on a date. Why are you going on a date with your friend? If that's not disrespectful to your significant other, and it's like you're doing all this stuff, especially as being a guy, like, you know, the guys that are friends with your girl, that are going on friendship dates with your girl, come on, bro. They're just waiting for you to slip up. You know they're just waiting for you to slip up. I can't speak for women with the friends, maybe if I have a girl on here, but I just know for a guy's perspective, if a man is taking out your woman on a friendship date, he's just waiting for you to slip up, bro. Honestly, you should probably just focus on yourself at that point. You should probably just call it off. But that guy's no better too. I mean, he's really taking out a girl on a date where he thinks he's about to get something, or, you know, he's really doing something, when you're just pretty much wasting your time as well. It's why do we do this to ourselves, y'all, in social media? Why do we talk about this nonsense of friendship dates? Friendship dates are so stupid. Just go on a date with your significant other. Why waste your time with this shit? I don't understand. I just don't understand, because I mean, I get it, y'all friends, but like, you know, y'all can go to the mall with each other. I mean, is going to the mall with your friend a friendship date? If you're both like, I don't know, what's a friendship date? Like, does it have to be dinner? Or can it be like going to the mall, or like going to watch a movie? Because I've done that with my friends, but we don't call that a friendship date. I've done that with people that are girls. I've gone to the mall with friends that are girls. That's not a friendship date. Like, it's just going to the mall, fam. That's just like, we're doing stuff as friends. It's stuff like this that makes you want to delete Twitter, bro. It's stuff like this that makes you want to delete Instagram, Snapchat, if you still have Snapchat, Facebook, if you still have Facebook for some reason. It's the shit like this that makes you want to delete all types of social media and just never come back. And people still wonder why I said next five generations have failed. It's shit like this. It's shit that we're discussing like this. If we're so worried and making up ideas of friendship dates, bro, 10 years ago, no one was thinking about no damn friendship date. Like, what the fuck? What kind of shit is that, bro? It's just annoying, bro. Like, don't waste your time going on a friendship date. Guys, if a girl asks you to go on a friendship date, say no. Girls, if a guy asks you to go on a friendship date, say no. Because if you go on with them to a friendship date, you might like them. You just might like them. I'm going to be convinced. I think you might like them. I really do. But hey, what do I know? I'm just a man with the podcast. So I'd like to thank you guys for coming to episode 9 of this podcast. Ooh, just getting back into the groove of things. Since this is released on a Monday, we are now on a new schedule. So the next episode will be on Friday. Yes, Friday. You know, it gives time to, you know, build up news and all that stuff. A lot of this news I had, except for the DMX, was pretty old. Like, I wanted to talk about Paul Pierce, but like, that happened like 2 weeks ago, and at this point it was just not gonna happen. But make sure you follow me on social media so you stay updated with the podcast. Make sure you to drink water, exercise, go outside, do your homework, you know, yoga. Be grateful for some things. Eat, sleep, poo, now all that good stuff. So I'll see you guys in episode 10. We are just up from here, you know, only going up from here, and we're just getting better and better every day. So again, thank y'all for listening. See you in the next one. Peace.